Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill, who you bring us three stories from the news each and every day. They all suck, but it's up to us to determine out of these three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yeah, and if you're here at the top of the show, we mentioned that all three stories today revolve around the world of medical insurance. But in this case, let's start with an individual. One Dr. Jorge Quezada. He falsely diagnosed many of his patients, some as young as 13, with rheumatoid arthritis over the course of 20 years, putting them through tests, hours of intravenous infusions, and what federal prosecutors described as, quote, other excessive, repetitive, and profit-driven procedures. The more than $118 million in fraudulent health insurance claims the Texas physician submitted paid for his high-rolling lifestyle. And last week, Quezada, whose medical license was canceled, he was sentenced to 10 years in prison for the crime. So here's some of the stuff. Some of the things he did, they say, a cover-up. So this guy, Quezada, he dropped any patients who questioned his diagnosis, and he hired employees that he could manipulate over their immigration status, okay? He then fabricated records, sometimes took ultrasounds of employees that he used as documentation for insurer audits. So a lot of times, the x-rays he sent to the insurers, it was someone else entirely. He hid patient records in an old barn in Rio Grande Valley. They were found covered with feces, urine, rodents, and termites. So that's where he keeps his actual record. But wait, his patients, some of whom gave chemotherapy, he gave chemotherapy drugs. They suffered strokes, necrosis of the jawbone, hair loss, liver damage, and debilitating pain. The number of patients this guy misdiagnosed is still not known. The haul he got from Medicare, Medicaid, TRICARE, and Blue Cross Blue Shield paid him a total of more than $28 million in false claims. Quezada amassed two luxury penthouse apartments in Mexico, one in San Diego, one in Aspen, and another one in Punta Mita, Mexico, as well as multiple homes and commercial properties in Texas. He also traveled between his offices in San Antonio on a private jet and a Maserati. Anyway, he ended up getting convicted of conspiracy to commit health care fraud. So he basically took home $28 million. So one thing to build the insurance industry, he was also lying to his patients.
He's in jail, though.
He is in jail. He was just sentenced 10 years. Now we go to United Health Group, the healthcare conglomerate. Well, they're facing a criminal investigation over possible Medicare fraud, security-paid nursing homes, hundreds of thousands of dollars in bonuses to cut hospital transfers for ailing residents, risking the patient health while it saved millions of dollars. So basically, numerous cases were identified where nursing home residents, they needed immediate hospital care, but they failed to receive it after United Health's intervention. So back in 2019, one case right here in Washington State, a nursing home resident, they were showing what they call textbook symptoms of a stroke, indicating immediate hospitalization was needed. But a United Health employee, they wanted to see a less serious condition ruled out first. And that's for an update, not in minutes, but in 4 hours. Get back to us in 4 hours. Let us know. In a similar case that year, a United Healthcare employee delayed requesting a hospital transfer for a patient with stroke symptoms, forcing the nurses to bypass the system. It took an hour, and the patient suffered permanent brain damage. Another United Health nurses say they faced pressure to persuade Medicare Advantage members to adopt, quote, do not resuscitate orders. Think about that. Why? Well, an effort to prevent costly hospital stays, because if you're dead, you're going to have to pay for it to be anymore. And as the nurses say, quote, a lot of times the nurses, they want to send people out, but we have to go in and try to stop it. That's according to a UnitedHealthcare nurse. And if we don't, they take us to the carpet. The sense is, look, they're medically frail. No one lives forever. No one is truly investigating when a patient suffers harm. And then, of course, the investigation went through a bunch of internal emails to prove the point. So there's that case. All right. Now we go to Santa Monica, California, where a man was preparing to fly across the country for a life-changing double lung transplant when his insurance company denied him coverage. So Darren Wells, he's battling stage 4 lung cancer. Now, the husband and father of three, he's also now battling his insurance company. Quote, I'm really sad that my life is in the hands of these decision makers who seem to make these decisions in such a cold way. So the 59-year-old and his family say that Cigna Healthcare, they approved him for the procedures that would allow him to be transferred to Northwestern Medicine in Chicago for a clinical double lung transplant surgery, and he'd been medically approved for it. So initially they said, you know what, do it. Well, as they were actually preparing to leave California to go to the facility, Cigna denied coverage for both the transplant and the medical transfer to Illinois. Quote, the last option we have is for us to take him to Northwestern, period. I hope Cigna really understands the seriousness of the situation. We're not just a number. We're talking about his life. That from his wife. And to say lung transplants are not standard treatment for lung cancer, but in this case, it is something exploratory. They think it might work for this guy. So Cigna signed off on it. And then the day he's going to leave, they're like, no. So like I said, today's all the fun stuff with our lovely American health insurance industry. So we have the doctor in Texas. He's actually lying to the patients as well as bilking insurance. And he made $28 million over 20 years doing that.
How are we supposed to weigh this?
I mean, only way I can kind of figure it out, right, is the first guy falsely died. First, when I first saw this list, I was going to pick him. But then you realize he's putting kids through chemo.
Right. And other people are getting sick, losing their hair. You know.
Right. That's
the
awful.
Patients don't know.
They were fine until they got all these things that they did not
chemo is terrible for
right.
people.
Yes.
And then the only real way I can noodle it out in my head is because the last one only involves a patient.
Versus the other ones.
The other ones where it's a ton of people. I would lean towards that would suck the least.
Yeah, you know what, man? I'm inclined to situationally. Look, here's the thing. So we already know how health insurance in this country works, which is it doesn't. All right. So you're never shocked when you hear that insurance is not going to cover something medically. And it sucks because in this case, this guy needs the double lung transplant stage 4 cancer. But see, they had signed off on this. Like they knew his situation.
Right.
But on the day that he's going to do the thing that they approved, then they decided not to approve it. But they're out, to be fair. Cigna's out on this. I say, look, our coverage guidelines are grounded in national clinical standards to help ensure the best possible outcome for patients. So that statement, they're out, is the fact that lung transplants are not a standard treatment for lung cancer.
And I'm assuming there's no way he could just say go through with it?
I mean, he could, but he's got to pay for it. I mean, look, the surgery can still happen. That's not taken off the table. It's just now out of pocket. Me, personally,
it's more the time to recoup in the hospital. You can't just,
right, you got
to
pay for all that, too.
Lungs and then just walk
just
out.
Right. You're not going to, you're not leaving the next day.
Exactly. So, right, the whole thing, it's an
great
issue. Like, it can be done, but you got to figure out a way. And look, dude, if you break your leg, it can put you through bankruptcy. So I would just imagine when you have stage 4 lung cancer, getting a double lung transplant, this is hundreds upon thousands of dollars, if not lower millions. So, yes, he could do it. Can he pay for it? Probably not.
And I'm assuming they'd probably be like, you got to pay for this up front or something. It just
can a
seems
hospital
crazy.
Do that?
I don't know. The crazy, it happened that day.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If I'm that guy, if I'm that person, I think I would just be like, just do it. Like, we'll figure out something.
Yeah, at this
like,
point.
You're already ready. And then, but again, it only affects him.
Correct.
When you hear me say it like that, I know that's out, like, that is awful.
It's in context.
Yes.
It's in context.
Yeah, so you're right. Just playing a numbers game. That's all.
Correct. So
that's
just it. The numbers game, I'm just like, that's only one guy. So that's, again, I would say that sucks the least.
Okay.
Where are you at, Miles?
I agree with you, which is terrible. But I mean, it's based on the fact that it's one person instead of
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Numerous instances where people's lives were put in on the line. So, I mean, the doctor's in jail. He did not kill anybody.
He didn't.
He did not kill anybody, but he made a whole bunch of people's lives miserable.
But
for
the thing that I weigh with, so I agree with both of you guys that what's his face sucks at least, the Cigna in this case. But as far as the other two go, it's tough because you have United Health who's like, look, they're already in a nursing home. They're close to death. So just kind of let them ride it out miserably until the day they die. The doctor, it was kids as young as 13 who did not have problems. Or if they did, they didn't have the problems that he diagnosed. So I don't know. I'm torn on that.
I just feel like if you're 12 or 13 and you got to go through that,
yeah,
that has an impact on everything in your life. I mean, look at your son. Look how active he is.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if all of a sudden he's got to go to chemo.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, that would crush a lot of the things he's into.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like KISW on Facebook, X, and on Instagram. Okay, coming up at 5:08, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.